today on Life Talk.
Anytime there's something genuine from God, then there's also going to be a counterfeit that the devil will raise up for his own evil use. The devil doesn't have anything new. All the devil can do is copy God. That's all he can do. He can't create anything. He can only counterfeit what the great Creator creates.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Whether you find yourself in a good place, maybe in a difficult place, or possibly even in a very lonely place, let me encourage you that you've come to the right place. Now, if you're not able to stick around with us for all of today's program, you can always listen to it right from our website, lifetalkradio.us. You may have been listening to the program for a while, or possibly just tuned in. Well, I want you to know that we do this for you. With a world that is searching and coming up empty, it's nice to know you can land on this message of hope and truth, something we all need to hear. So let's jump right in with today's program. Here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more about the message here on Life Talk.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jeff Wickwire, and welcome to this edition of Life Talk. Jesus was once asked by his disciples what would be the signs of his return and of the end of the age. And the very first thing Jesus responded with was to beware of deception. He then went on to warn of false prophets and false Christs. In today's message, we're going to look at how false Christs and false prophets are literally just popping up about everywhere. We're also going to explore how to know if somebody is a false prophet. So grab your Bible and let's dig right into today's message, False Prophets.
You and I can be deceived if we don't stay in the Word of God. Say, not me, Pastor Jeff. I'm stalwart. I'm tough. I'm rough. You can't pull the wool over me. If you said that, you're deceived. We can all be deceived. And I'm going to talk to you today about false prophets because Jesus did. Why should I not talk about it since Jesus did? I mean, he really did. So did Paul, Peter, James, John, and Jude, the epistle writers. Writers of the epistles, Paul, Peter, James, John, and Jude, warned against false teachers, false prophets. And I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever seen in my entire preaching ministry, that social media has done it. There's more false prophets out there because of social media than I've ever seen in my entire life. Everybody's had a dream, a vision, a visitation, this and that and the other, and they've got a word for the day, a word for the week, a word for the month. It's almost like reading a horoscope, right? But Jesus warned about it. Now, when asked about what would characterize the last days, now catch this, dear church, they asked the Son of God, Lord, tell us, what will be the sign of your coming? What will characterize the culture of the world before you return? What will it look like? And Jesus gave us many things. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, earthquakes in many places, all of that. Persecution. But he mentioned deception by way of false Christ, false prophets, and false teachers more than he did anything else. Matter of fact, those other things he mentioned once. False prophets and teachers he mentioned four times, warning the church. Much of your Bible is in the form of warning. Are you aware of that? A whole lot of things in your Bible. A lot of the passages, a lot of the verses are God warning us to avoid the pitfalls, landmines, and traps that are in this world. So I'm going to talk to you out of Jesus' words in Matthew 24. They said, tell us what will be the sign of your coming. Now listen to what he said. I'm only going to quote what he said about false prophets and teachers. He said, take heed that nobody deceives you, for many will come in my name saying, hate to break it to you, but I'm Jesus. Don't know how to tell you this, but I'm the Christ. And look what Jesus said. Many will believe them. Then, verse 11, many false prophets will rise up and deceive how many? Many. For false Christ. Now watch what he's saying. Before I return, for false Christs and false prophets will rise. And they'll even show signs and wonders to deceive. They will move in a supernatural arena that looks like God, but it's not God. They will seem to perform supernatural signs, but it's not the power of the Holy Spirit. It's another power. Is that not what it just said? Am I reading a wrong Bible here? Yeah. So they'll be extremely convincing. It occurred to me this week, Judas, cast out devils and heal sick people. When Jesus sent the 12 out, Judas was one of them, but he wasn't real. Didn't we say, Lord, didn't we do many things in your name? Didn't we heal the sick, cast out devils? Didn't we do many wonderful signs in your name? And Jesus will say, depart from me, I never knew you. So that's talking about the false prophets, the false teachers that will characterize the last days. And then verse 25, see, I have told you beforehand. I told you ahead of time. I've warned you. I've let you know that you're going to be facing this before I return. You're going to be confronted with deception that is very convincing. So today I want to talk to you about false prophets and how to respond to them. Is that okay? How many of you love the Word of God? Amen. Lord, we just thank you for your blessing today. And I pray that you will give discernment to the church. Lord, how badly we need discernment. How badly we need to know your Bible well enough that we cannot be deceived by the myriad false prophets and teachers that surround us today because of media. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray that you will help us to be razor sharp in our ability to spot a false teaching, a false prophet, a false message, so that we are not taken astray. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, tell your neighbor, you better listen, you might need it before you get home. Amen. Now let me just real quickly recap last week. We saw last week that there is a genuine gift of prophecy that's real. And I'm not gonna throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's the last thing I wanna do. There is a real gift of prophecy clearly in the Bible. All right, it's one of the 9 spiritual gifts that Paul mentions in 1 Corinthians 12, the gift of prophecy. I want us to note, though, that another one of those 9 is the gift of discernment. All right, there's the gift of prophecy, but there's also the gift of discernment. Now, Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, I want you to listen to this. Don't quench the Spirit and do not utterly reject prophecies. The New King James Version says don't despise prophecies. But look what he says about prophecy. When you hear a prophecy, examine everything. Everybody say examine. Now this isn't Jeffism. This isn't Wickwireism that I'm telling you today. This is not something I came up with. This is what the Bible says. So can I go ahead and say something non-politically correct? We're supposed to judge. No, that's not of the Lord. We're not supposed to judge. We're supposed to not judge. No, when it comes to the things of God or something that presents itself to us as God, we're supposed to examine, judge, test, prove everything. Hold firmly to that which is good. Once you've judged it, and if you have deemed it to be of God, hang on to it. If you haven't deemed it to be of God, if it's not of God, reject it. Now, here's another version. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, don't stifle those who have a word, an inspired message from the master. Don't stifle them. On the other hand, don't be gullible. Check out everything. I want you to say that with me, church. Don't be gullible. Can we try that again? Don't be gullible. That means you believe anything and everything that comes your way when you're gullible, because the person that's up there saying it has a reputation, or they have a level of charisma, or especially they're on TV. And if they're on TV, they got to be right. Oh, listen, there's so much wrong on TV. There's good on TV, but there's also things that are out to lunch, space cadet stuff on TV. All right? So he says, don't be gullible. Don't be gullible. Check out. Even a fish is not gullible. When you go fishing, they check that bait out before they decide to bite. A lot of Christians don't check anything out. They just listen to everything. Now, keep only what's good. Throw out anything tainted with evil. So we're to inspect things. Now, we also saw there's 2 kinds of New Testament prophecy. Here they are. Forth telling. When you tell forth, that's the first kind, which is to bring an inspired message or an exhortation. Like right now, I'm forth telling. I'm telling forth the word of God. This is a kind of prophecy. That's what the Bible says. If somebody brings an inspired word from the congregation in prophetic form, that's a prophecy. That's a forth telling. It's a telling forth that which edifies, exhorts, and comforts the church of God. But then there is foretelling. Foretelling, for me, when you're in the prophetic realm, is a whole different level, because now you're forecasting the future. Foretelling is forecasting a future event, listen, with specificity, so that when you hear the forecast, the foretelling of a future event, it is detailed enough that you will know whether or not it came to pass. Okay? You read the Old Testament prophets, New Testament prophets. They prophesied things that, man, they had better be right because they were very detailed so that they could easily be proven wrong if they were wrong. The thing about the Bible prophets is they were never wrong. They were never wrong. Now, this is what the Old Testament prophets routinely did. They told the future. Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Daniel. There's 12 minor prophets, 4 major prophets. That's just talking about the difference in the length of the books that they wrote. The 4 major, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, wrote long books. Isaiah, 66 chapters, for instance. The minor prophets are not minor in that they're less prophets, but they wrote shorter books. But there's 12 minor, 4 major. And they forecast the future. They predicted future events with great specificity and detail. Events that sometimes happen in their lifetime, like Jeremiah telling Judah, you're going to go into bondage, you're going to go into captivity if you don't repent, and they didn't. Jeremiah spent his whole life warning them, telling them exactly what was going to go down if they didn't repent, and they didn't, and Jeremiah was there to watch them himself carried away into captivity. And you read the book of Lamentations, and it's Jeremiah weeping over the people being carried into captivity per his detailed forecast. Old Testament Bible prophets predicted the birthplace of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? You Bethlehem, though you're little among the clans of Judah, out of you will he come forth, Bethlehem. The prophets predicted his miraculous ministry of healing. His death on the cross, read Psalms 22. David penned it by the inspiration of the Spirit that he's hanging on a cross, and the cross hadn't even been invented. Great specificity and detail. They have pierced my hands and my feet when no such instrument of execution existed. Psalms 22. They predicted that they would cast lots for Jesus' clothes while he hung on the cross, and they did. That he would be betrayed, not just betrayed, but betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. Zechariah predicted it centuries before it happened. Judas sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. Great detail, great specificity. If he's wrong, he's way wrong. If he's right, he's way right.
Pastor Jeff will be back in a moment, but first I want to share a couple of thoughts with you. First, you may not be able to stay with us for the entire program, but don't worry, you can find the full program at our website, lifetalkradio.us, along with all the programs. Lastly, we get emails and calls every week from listeners just like you who tell us how much the program means to them. But we want to hear from you too, so let me encourage you to connect with us by calling 877-884-3111, or you can email us through our website, lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us or call 877-884-3111. And now, let's go ahead and get back to Pastor Jeff with the rest of today's program.
In the book of Acts, jumping into the New Testament, we find a prophetic man named Agabus who foretold a coming famine in the early church days. It says, Acts 11:27, now in these days, prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. Prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch in the New Testament. And one of them named Agabus stood up and foretold. Look at that word, foretold. He forecast a future event, a big one. He said, there's going to be a major famine, a great famine, and it's going to cover the entire world. And this took place in the days of Claudius. And the church so believed his future forecast that they raised money and took it to the poor saints in Jerusalem to prepare them for this famine. And history everywhere tells us that famine, it was a great one, and it came, and the church was protected because of the cautionary forecast of a prophetic man. Are you with me? Now, folks, there's no way you can predict future events like this unless the God who stands outside of time, who knows the past, the present, and the future of all things, tells you what's going to happen. No other way to do it. Anything else is guesswork. You know, like forecasting an election. Well, you've got a 50-50 chance of being right. But betrayed for 30 pieces of silver? Huh? Dying on an instrument of torture that doesn't even exist yet? That's all future forecast by the God who is in the future, waiting for us to arrive. Amen. Now, here's where I'm going with this. Anytime there's something genuine from God, like prophecy, then there's also going to be a counterfeit that the devil will raise up for his own evil use. The devil doesn't have anything new. All the devil can do is copy God. That's all he can do. He can't create anything. He doesn't create anything. He can only counterfeit what the great creator creates. And that's what the devil does. And so guess what? He has counterfeited prophecy. And that's why there's false prophets and false teaching, false messages, false predictions, false words. For instance, God sent Christ into the world. Satan will send his anti-Christ, counterfeit. God sends angels to minister to God's people and deliver. Satan sends fallen angels to deceive and destroy. God gave his holy Bible. You're holding in your hand your Bible, and God gave you that Bible. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It came from the mouth of God. It is a gift from God. You ought to love that Bible. Can I tell you the truth? This morning I hugged my Bible. I hugged my wife too, but I hugged my Bible. I did, because it's so precious to me. I don't want to sound weird. Don't go ahead and say, but Pastor Jeff is kissing on his Bible. No, I'm not. I'm just telling you, I'm so thankful for the Word of God that I just held it tight. Yeah, just had a little moment there. I said, thank you, Lord, for your Word. Amen. Because it's your life these days, that Word. But Satan, counterfeiting, has sent many false books claiming to be divinely given. Book of Mormon, Book of Jehovah's Witnesses, the New World Translation of the Jehovah's Witnesses, a myriad of New Age books that litter bookstores, claim to be supernatural, divine, given to us by God, but they're fakes and phony counterfeits. God gave us the true, one and only pathway to salvation. Satan has raised up many false pathways to salvation, and that's why we can never lose the message that there is only one pathway to salvation. His name is Jesus. You won't get there any other way. I don't care what you do, who you turn to, you're not going to get there any other way. I'm the way, Jesus said. I'm the truth, and I'm the exclusive one and only life. And no man comes to the Father but through me. That's it. And we're never going to let that message go, never. Because that's the message of the church. So the bottom line is, if there's a real, there's a counterfeit. You got it? If there's a real, there's a counterfeit. If you got it, give the Lord a hand. Come on. If there's a real, there's a counterfeit. Now, Jesus also predicted that a key target, the target audience of false prophets, would be the church. Jesus said, beware of false prophets. Did he say that? Can we read that together? Beware of false. Who's he talking to? His disciples. And look what he says. Who come disguised. So they're phonies and fakes right off the bat. But what do they come disguised as? Harmless sheep. But they're really vicious wolves. Well, the only reason you put on a sheep disguise is if you want sheep to think you're a sheep. Because how are you going to deceive sheep unless you look like a sheep? So you got a wolf here, and he pulls over himself a sheep disguise and says, bah. But he has come in amongst you to devour you, which is what wolves do. False prophets, false teachers are infiltrating the church of Jesus Christ in these last days. False ones, phony ones, bad doctrine, bad prophecy, things that you don't find in the Word of God. I'm just telling you what Jesus said. I'm not quoting Jeff. I'm quoting Jesus. Never going to get up here and quote Jeff. I'm nothing. But the Bible that I preach and the God of that Bible is everything, and he's warned us. So today I want to answer two simple questions. I'm going to answer them. First, how do you spot a false prophet? And second, what should be your response? And remember, I'm not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I showed you how it's real. But let me talk about the counterfeit. How do you spot a false prophet? Because you can spot them, and we need to be spotting them. First of all, false prophets who say, in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, here's what God is saying, and they prophesy, you will also find that they twist God's word. False prophets twist God's word. They don't rightly divide the word of truth. They don't break it down and teach you as it is. They read into it what they want it to say, or they add to the Bible to make it say what they want it to say. But that's not my job as a preacher. My job as a preacher is to take what God gave us and pull it out and give it to you as best I can, exactly what God meant to communicate. But a false prophet doesn't have that motive. A false prophet's motive is to teach you wrong and to lead you by their words, not the word of God. They twist God's word. Listen to Peter, quote, "In the past, there were false prophets among God's people. It's the same now. You will have some false teachers." Now notice, he first said prophets, then teachers, because false prophets also falsely teach. "You will have some false teachers," where, everybody? What's it say? In your group. "They will teach things that are wrong, ideas that will cause people to be lost. And they'll teach in a way that will be hard for you to see that they are wrong. Smooth operators, golden silver tongues, charismatic, attractive, magnetic, appealing." God's not going to send somebody up there ugly on a stick, wearing a red suit with a pitchfork, saying, "I'm here to deceive you real good." No, he puts people up there that seem educated, eloquent, knowledgeable, appealing, persuasive, good at what they do, convincing. "Oh, it just sounded so right. It sounded so good." Exactly. They're so smooth in their false teaching that it's hard to see they're wrong unless you know the word real good. If you know the word real good, they're not going to get down the street with you. They'll say five right things and then slip in one subtle wrong thing that you don't catch because they said five right things. The best false prophets and false teachers always say some right things. Do you know that? They don't get up there and immediately launch into some crazy, zany, loony sounding thing. They say right things, and then in the midst of the right things, they slip in wrong things. But that one false idea, that one false concept, that one twisting of God's word is a hook that once you bite into it, it can lead you to expect something from God that God never guaranteed you, to believe something about Jesus that's simply not true, or to misinterpret something in the word that opens you up to further deception. You say, "Come on, Jeff, a little bit of false teaching never hurt anybody. If most of what they say is right, then nobody's totally right." I'm talking about when they say something false that is a major false. A basic biblical concept is being twisted and skewed. I'm talking about a major miss. You say, "Well, if most of what they say is good, then what's a major miss? Because most of what they say is good." Let me tell you something. If a pilot is off even one degree in his calculations of where he wants to get, he's off one degree, and he flies a few hours to get there. When he thinks he ought to have arrived at his destination, he discovers because of being one degree off, he's 1,000 miles away from his destination. And you can get a major Bible concept wrong and end up 1,000 miles from where God wants you. So it does matter. It does matter. If I ever stand up here and say something that is not biblical, I want my men, my elders, to take me aside and say, "Pastor Jeff, that was wrong. What, to explain this to me." And believe me, they would. No, I'm going to, listen, if I say something wrong about the blood, about Christ, about the nature of Jesus, about who he was and is, about eternity, heaven, hell, about the Bible being the word of God, if I go off on anything like that, I'm one degree off into the realm of great danger.
Thanks for tuning in today to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. With the busy schedule everyone has these days, it means the world to us that you would take this time to listen. Let us know how it has touched your heart by calling us at 877-884-3111. 877-884-3111. You can connect with us at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Also, did you know that Life Talk is on hundreds of stations all across the country? You may have family or friends who would love to know how they could listen to the program as well. There's a comprehensive station list at our website where they can see how to find the program in their area. Finally, Life Talk is a daily program, but also has daily cost. And being a listener-supported program means we rely on the financial partnership of our listeners, which means you. Maybe you've given to this ministry before, or have waited for the right time. Well, we believe that these timely messages with Pastor Jeff are making a difference in your life. So this is how you can make a difference to ours. You can contribute by giving us a call at 877-884-3111 or at our website, lifetalkradio.us. Your partnership with this program through your generous giving is always needed and very appreciated. So thank you for your very generous gifts. It truly means so much to us. God bless, and thanks for listening to Life Talk.